Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day. Welcome. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. For those of you that were listening locally on our flagship station prior at 105.7 FM, The Fan, I filled in for Bart Winkler, so carrying things over, but good to be here on this Friday the 10th. Man, we got some storms last night. I have got in the front of my house, and I don't even know what it is. I don't even know who carries this stuff, but in the landscaping, when I bought the home, but in the landscaping, they did a fantastic job, but they put down this rock. And it looks like a lava rock or something. It's a porous, multicolored, like a dark rusty color, then a brown, then a tan, and a grayish type of rock. It's all together. Long story short is I've got this stuff around all the shrubbery in the front yard and in the backyard for that matter. But right where the downspout comes out into the yard is where some of this rock lays. And the downspout is just beyond the rock. Okay, so it really empties out into the yard. So much water rushed off that hill that all of my rock was out in my driveway this morning. I mean, it came down last night. And as a matter of fact, the Brewers had a scrimmage going on yesterday afternoon, and that's when some of the storms began to hit. And Craig Counsell, you're going to hear that coming up in a little bit in the next hour. Craig Counsell actually talked about one of the coolest moments of the scrimmage being when Christian Yelich and Woodruff are battling one another in this scrimmage, and all of a sudden, there's the lightning strike outside, and they kind of equated it to a scene out of the movie The Natural, which was pretty cool. But yeah, we had some torrential rains. Looks like the weather's going to be a little bit better today, and then over the weekend, the humidity's going to take a dip, and it's not going to be as oppressive. Maybe that's the best way to put it. And then beginning next week again, we're going to get climbing back up into the 80s and 90s and such. So, but oh well. If you love hot weather, man, this is all you. And I do. I absolutely love it. Love the hotter the better. Now I'm not talking like Arizona 111 heat where they always go, well, it's the heat, it's not the humidity, or it's like, no, look, hey, I don't want to stick my head in an oven either. There's no humidity in an oven, but come on, I'm not doing that. But you know what I mean. So anyway, we got a lot going on today. We really do. We got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about regarding the Brewers. We got to obviously the big news coming out of college football regarding the Big Ten. We'll get into that coming up here momentarily. And then in addition to that, we also are going to talk some Bucks basketball today. We got a lot of guests. Maurice Williams, remember him? Former NFL offensive lineman. Chaplain for Athletes in Action. We're going to talk with him coming up here in about 20 minutes. Steve Ashburner, senior writer for NBA.com. My assumption is Steve is in the bubble. So we're going to see what it's like in the bubble. And we have our top five Friday. We've gone through some top fives where it's kind of been topical to the day. It's been more fun stuff that allows you to expand your mind a little bit about things that you particularly enjoy. Well, today, because we've talked about top 10 running backs and then the quarterback list came out, Rodgers wasn't on it, and this and that. And so, you know what? We thought, let's just go straight top five NFL quarterbacks coming into this season. coming into this season, not overall, but coming into this season, the top five NFL quarterbacks. We're going to get into that today on a Top 5 Friday. We're going to hear from the Brewers general manager, David Stearns. We're also going to hear, like I mentioned, Brewers Craig Counsell sat down and had a chit-chat with the media today. You're going to hear that coming up here in about 45 minutes. Kevin Holden, the sports director from CBS 58 in Milwaukee, he is going to be stopping by later on today in the final hour like he usually does. But the big news coming out of college is that the Big Ten is only going to play conference games. So, you know, kind of where does that leave when it comes to, you know, other schools and such? Some of the smaller schools that depend on that big payday from the Big Ten, they're not going to get that payday. You know, I don't know what it's going to cost them, if they're going to have to break these contracts or because of a natural pandemic or whatever the language happens to be. But some of these smaller schools that rely on that money, not going to be there. And then the other question is, what's going to happen to Notre Dame? Now, to me, Notre Dame is probably going to end up maybe playing in a Big Ten schedule or in another big conference schedule. Okay. But they have for a long time, they have been, they have wanted to remain independent because they love that NBC money. You know, they love collecting their own money. We are Notre Dame. We don't need to be in any conference. Okay, that's fine. You want to stand alone and, you know, okay, great. But now you're alone. Because if other conferences decide to do this, and you would assume eventually the SEC, the ACC, the Pac-12, you know, all of those are going to eventually follow suit, you would assume, then that leaves Notre Dame on the outside looking in. Now, personally, if Notre Dame, they can't find suitors to play, well, so be it. That's what you get when you want to remain an independent. On the other hand, would you want to see Notre Dame come into the Big Ten? Because that has been probably the most prominently discussed solution for Notre Dame in their schedule. But then again, they also have to mix and match themselves into the schedule. So anyway, the Big Ten commissioner, by the way, who had a chance to speak, Kevin Warren, he admits there might not be football this fall.
We felt that at the end of the day, this decision would allow us to, one, do the right thing by our student athletes, keep them at the forefront of all of our decisions, and make sure we create an environment to give us the best chance to play. I mean, one thing we have to realize that this is not a fait accompli that we're going to have sports in the fall. We may not have sports in the fall. We may not have a college football season in the Big Ten. And so we just wanted to make sure that this was a next logical step to always to rely on our medical experts to keep our student athletes at the center of all of our decisions and make sure that they are as healthy as they possibly can be from a mental, a physical, and emotional health and wellness standpoint.
Now, the Big Ten commish says that, hey, look, there's probably a lot of other tough decisions. It's probably going to have to be made here, he says, over the next few months, but it might be sooner than that.
This is really where the work begins, you know, to make sure that we get all of our testing protocols finalized, to make sure we get all of our medical and operational procedures finalized, but then also start working with our network partners. And then, like you just alluded to, is from a scheduling standpoint, to start working on various scenarios that will work. So over the next week or so, we'll work through all of the scheduling issues that we'll have to deal with to make sure that we're always doing the best that we possibly can to keep our student athletes healthy and safe, but also provide some great Big Ten football, hopefully in the fall, to our fans.
This is Kevin Warren, by the way, the Big Ten commissioner on the Big Ten Network. And he had said, look, cutting out all non-conference teams to play, he says that he believes, anyway, that this is the wise thing to do.
I always ask myself, you know, what's the wise thing to do? And as we sit here today, the wise thing to do was for us to not only create but announce a Big Ten conference-only schedule.
So there you go. Announced the Big Ten only conference schedule. Also, viewing the student athletes, he said, look, I look at all of these guys, and he kind of equates them to his own kids.
On my mind every day is, as a parent who has a son who's a student athlete, a football student athlete in college now, that I'm always thinking about, you know, what would I want to do for my son or my daughter or my grandson or my granddaughter? And I just want to make sure that every decision we make honors that commitment that we've made to our student athletes, that allows them to be students first and athletes second, and provide an environment to them that is safe and also healthy. And so we felt like we had to make this decision. We made the decision. We're comfortable with our decision. And again, we're taking this pandemic on a day-to-day basis. And I'm sure there'll be many more decisions that we'll have to make over the next days, weeks, and months ahead.
That's Kevin Warren, Big Ten Commissioner on the Big Ten Network, talking about the decision to go to conference-only schedule and eliminating all other games. Now, there's one thing, and I done a piece last night for the network, so if you already heard it, I apologize for repeating myself, but I think this is the warning shot. If you are a college football fan, this is a warning shot to not having college football. Because I get it, because if you're the Big Ten, you've set out your mandate. Okay, everybody follows these protocols. Our conference is under our protocols. We believe that our protocols are the right protocols to make sure that we're doing what's best and in the best interest of the student athlete and to keep us safe, okay, from the coronavirus. However, if you think that you can't play other schools because they may be hot spots for the coronavirus, but we're not, I think you're fooling yourself. You're still going to have a schedule. You're still going to have, you know, football, if indeed it's able to be played. But come on, it's college life. You're fooling yourself if you think that your conference is going to be capable of surviving this as opposed to others when it comes to the coronavirus and when it comes to college life. Now, each city, each campus is probably going to be looked at in a different light, depending on where you live and depending on how strict the restrictions are within that particular city. But I think we're fooling ourselves if we're thinking that, well, the Big Ten will play only Big Ten schools. Travel's travel, my friends. Hotels are hotels. Cities are cities. And I thought when I heard this, I thought, uh-oh, here we go. This is the beginning of the end. Now, remember, the Ivy League canceled their season altogether. They're like, nah, we're not doing anything in the fall and winter. Ain't happening. Big Ten's going to try to muscle through because they have the money and the dollars on their side. But I think you might be fooling yourself a little bit. And I hate to be that big bucket of cold water on the optimism, but, man, I just don't know how they're going to get it done. They're limiting travel and games and such. And I guess the next fence we should start to look over, dare I say it, I'll tell you what it is when we come back. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. I'll tell you what I'm looking over the fence towards coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
You got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try.
Welcome back to the program, the Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad you are with us. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. Big night the other night out there for bike night on Wednesday night. Coming up, they've got some brews and barbecue coming up this weekend and a lot of good stuff next week. They're doing a lot of evaluations when it comes to used bikes. They've got a new shipment of motorcycles coming in. You can stop in and check out their motor clothes department. But also, on July 18th, it's Pups and Pops. What does that mean? Haws of Wisconsin. They're going to be at the dealership with adorable, adoptable puppies. But they got some popsicles and all that kind of stuff to sell and give away. But basically raising awareness for adopting a pet. You know me. I am huge when it comes into rescue, pet adoption. That's where I got both Mickey and Elmo. And you couldn't ask for two better, loyal, more genuine, guarding but loving dogs in your whole life. They're going to have some beer available with donations to Haws as well. And riding a motorcycle, by the way, the best form of social distancing out there. Go to WISHD.com for all the information. And do not forget, get out of your house. Get out of that house. Get out of the house. And head out to Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, Highway 67 in Oconomowoc, right there, south of 94. You can't miss it from the highway. Good stuff from good people out there. Say hi to Craig and the whole staff. And Craig's making some great deals on motorcycles right now. They need used bikes. They're buying bikes all the time. But people are coming in and doing a little trade-in, but a lot of people are buying new bikes, and used bikes are going through the roof right now. So, anyway, that's what's going on at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. So, when we talk about the Big Ten and saying, okay, we're only going to do our conference schedule, the Ivy League's shutting it down, you cannot help but start to look over the fence, right? You're starting to look at the NFL. How are they going to do this? How are they going to do this? Ian Rappaport, by the way, said, here's where things stand. We're 18 days away. 18 days away from heading into training camp. He said, almost everything is done and agreed to except for the number of preseason games and testing protocols. No fans will be at training camp. But they can have a couple of fan events at the stadiums this preseason with strict protocols if they're allowed to do it in their municipalities. Where fans are allowed at games, they will wear face coverings. An actual training camp schedule of practices can be tied to the preseason game questions, but they're not there yet. And the economics are not finalized yet either when it comes to the NFL. So this is all coming from Ian Rappaport and his Twitter account. I just retweeted it. But they're still discussing how they're going to do this. They are still talking about the protocols. Do you get the feeling that we're just kind of hanging on? You know what I mean? Do you get that feeling? We're just kind of hanging on. We're hanging on to the dream that could be, hopefully will be, football this season in terms of the NFL. I don't know what – it's looking more and more like Kirk Herbstreit. Remember when this whole thing broke and Kirk Herbstreit from ESPN and ABC, he's the one that came out and said, I don't think there's going to be football this fall. And people just killed the guy. Killed him. And sure enough, now we're staring down the barrel of 18 days away from the NFL opening up their camps. You've got voluntary workouts for colleges that are being shut down because of COVID and positive tests. God. Just can't imagine doing it without. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Go ahead and give us a shout and chime in. 855-830-8648. Again, 855-830-8648. Jason says, he tweeted me, by the way. You can get a hold of me on Twitter, @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels. By the way, producing the show today, our buddy Evan Heffelfinger. He is behind the board. Behind the glass today, our buddy Mayor Mitch Ross is hanging out with us today. Evan, correct me if I'm wrong. Is this Mitch's first time working on the program?
No, I think over the years he's kind of filled in every now and then.
Okay. I didn't think it was, but I didn't want to misstate myself. But so Mayor Mitch is working with us today. So he's got a little familiarity back there. So if you call in and you want to go on the air, Mayor Mitch is the guy you're going to be talking to. Jason tweets us, says, I agree with you 100% regarding the Big Ten and the decision to play only conference games. To me, this sounds like a cover-up to help save money and not have to pay the non-Power 5 schools that big payout to play at home and get beat up on. May save some smaller sports as well. That's a great point because you're seeing some of these schools. Look at what Stanford did. Stanford cut 11 different programs. 11 different programs, including wrestling. And wrestling was pretty big there. But they cut that in a cost-saving measure. And you're absolutely right. If you don't have to share the $1 million or $2 million or whatever it happens to be with some of these schools, some of these smaller schools to keep their programs afloat, you can keep that money in your own coffer. And maybe it doesn't then cost you a program or two along the way. You can keep, as far as a Power 5 school, you can keep your stuff together. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648, and that's on the Milwaukee Admirals, hashtag Admirals50 talk line. Going with Ian Rappaport's tweets about trying to come to an agreement between the owners and the Players Association for the NFL, they still don't have all the protocols kind of agreed upon. There is that sticking point of money. Remember, the owners wanted to put 35% of the players' salary into escrow just because there might be a rainy day fund needed. I find it hard to believe when you're talking about a $10-plus billion industry suddenly saying, well, we're going to have to get some help. You know, it's kind of a tough pill to swallow. It's kind of like if you've got an owner of your company, you're a big CEO, you know, and he says, well, the employees, you take a 10%. I'm going to take a 20%. Well, 10% out of $100,000 is $10,000, and you're down to 90, and it does change the way you live. And if you're a CEO and you're making, well, I don't know, $10 million a year, and you take 20, and you're going from $10 million to $8 million a year, I don't think it takes as big a bite out of your budget. You know what I'm saying? I mean, unless you're strapped for cash for whatever reason. I have no idea. You got gambling debts or something. It's a little different. And that's what the owners are saying. They're like, look, we're billionaires and billionaires and billionaires. And we're going to need a little bit of that just in escrow in case we need that rainy day fund. I'm sure that's an area of contention as well. But we'll see. You would assume that the NFL is probably more likely to work it out and not get as ugly as, say, Major League Baseball did in the shorter period of time. All right, when we come back, Maurice Williams, former NFL offensive lineman, chaplain for Athletes in Action. You're going to hear some really good stories, behind-the-scenes stuff coming up here in a little bit. Also, the NFL, here's a protocol for you. They're going to ban something. I'll tell you what it is when we come back. After the top of the hour, you're going to hear from Craig Counsell also. This portion of the Bill Michaels Show brought to you by our friends at Quick Trip, and today you got the Free Zone. Go in and get those Freezy Shakes. Those things are fantastic, by the way, if you haven't had those things. Stop in. That's our good friends at Quick Trip. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
It's a Top 5 Friday on the Bill Michaels Show, so get it ready about an hour and a half from right now. We're going to talk about the top five quarterbacks coming into this NFL season. Just going to get straight down to it. Nothing, you know, out of the ordinary crazy today. I will say this, though. When you talk about top five lists, ESPN, again, conducted a poll with 50 NFL executives, scouts, and players. ESPN ranked the top 10 wide receiver for this upcoming season. Number one, Julio Jones. I don't know if I can argue with that or not. Amari Cooper's been really, really good, and he's sitting at number 10. Mike Evans has really come on as of late down in Tampa Bay. He's number six. Michael Thomas, number two. DeAndre Hopkins, now with the Arizona Cardinals. Yeah, you bet. You bet. Odell Beckham Jr. at number four, living off the past. Tariq Hill. Tariq Hill's played well in that organization with KC. He's been a go-to guy for Patrick Mahomes. But Devontae Adams at number seven. Keenan Allen, number eight. Chris Godwin, number nine. And then Amari Cooper, as I had mentioned, at number 10. Man, you're in the top 10. I guess you can't quibble with it too much, but Devontae Adams, I think, deserves to be higher. One of the things about Devontae Adams that I think probably holds him back is there has not been enough downfield highlight reel of Devontae Adams. You know what I mean? There hasn't been, and you get some of these big catches from Julio Jones, and look, part of it is because Devontae Adams has been good, but he hasn't had all the help. He's been a guy where everywhere he goes, you can watch it. I mean, if you ever watch the All-22, he'll get man coverage or a really tight zone coverage, and they always float the safety or float an extra guy in his direction. He is constantly battling two defenders, and he still ends up ranking at number seven. Now, it's not to say that Julio Jones doesn't, because certainly he dictates. Amari Cooper the same way. Chris Godwin, who's played, I think, extremely well. Him and Mike Evans both down there in Tampa Bay have played extremely well. But yeah, Devontae, he really dictates kind of the coverage in the field. And right now, they've just kind of let everybody else roam free. Hey, go beat us with Marquez Valdes-Scantling, or go beat us with upcoming Equanimeous St. Brown, or you know, Alan, you know, Lazard. Go beat us with those guys, because Devontae's not going to beat us, and he still had to battle that and still put up some pretty good numbers in doing so. But yeah, that's the same group that didn't have Aaron Jones rated in the top 10 when it came to running backs at all. So we'll discuss top five quarterbacks in the NFL coming up here in about an hour and 20 minutes from right now. So stay tuned for that. Hey, by the way, we are going to have a terrific time, and tickets are selling pretty quick. As a matter of fact, I'm waiting for an update today. But we have an event coming up on August 3rd. Monday, August 3rd, we're going to have our cigar dinner / golf event. That's going to be taking place at Ironwood Golf Course. That's out in Sussex, Wisconsin, which is just west of Milwaukee. Going to play at Ironwood Golf Course, 9 holes. You come off the golf course, which starts around 2 o'clock. You come off the golf course, and you end up having a terrific dinner. There's going to be a cocktail hour. Going to get some cigars for free. And after that, we're going to sit down with our friends at Bunzel's. They're going to be catering. Going to do a dinner. We're going to socially distance ourselves. Yes, up there by the barn. It overlooks the golf course. Beautiful place to hold an event like this. And then we do a Q&A, and we just have so much fun. So if you can come out and join us, if you're a golfer, even if you're not a cigar aficionado or don't smoke them at all, and you say, you know what, don't need it, don't want to be around it, that's fine. You can still sit outside. You can still have a great time. You can give the cigars to whomever wants them, maybe a friend of yours, or give them to somebody as a gift, whatever. But and plus, they give away a ton of stuff. You get more than the value of your ticket back in fun and services and product. So trust me, it's a great, great, great time. We did this last year for the first time there at Ironwood, and it was a huge success. So if you're a golfer, if you know a few people that are golfers, guys, girls, whatever it happens to be, come on out and join us. You can go and you can get tickets if you want to just call Ironwood Golf Course and get a hold of Mike Lehman, the GM out there. You can get tickets from Mike. They have them on site. And in addition to that, they're selling them at Tobacco Outlet Plus Grocery Outlets in the Waukesha area. And in addition to that, you can go to TobaccoOutletPlusGrocery.com, TobaccoOutletPlusGrocery.com, and pick your tickets up there as well. So a lot of good stuff upcoming when it comes to our fun times. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. You want to get a hold of us, go ahead and do so. Got one here from Peter. Peter says, hey, guys, I hate to be the gloom and doom dude, but I don't think the NFL is going to be able to hold on and be able to get the season going. The pandemic is increasing. We hear about increasing tests and increasing positive cases every day. How do you think they're going to do this? I don't know. You know, I mean, the only thing I have to go on is the fact that they're moving forward. Everybody has protocols. They believe that they're going to be able to pull this off, that if there is indeed a positive test, that person will be put into quarantine, treated properly, and then eventually allowed back into the herd, so to speak. But, you know, it is what it is. By the way, the Jacksonville Jaguars announcing that in compliance with state and local authorities and following the CDC social distancing guidelines, their stadium will seat approximately 25% of its capacity at each home game this season. So they're making the official announcement. Here you go. 25%. They're doing the CDC thing with masks and such. And that's down in Jacksonville, where the heat was supposed to kind of kill this thing. So Jacksonville making that announcement today. I'd said this the other day. I mean, we all knew that a limited portion of fans in the stands was probably the reality. And also, and I know just from talking to some sponsors that supply local stadiums, they've been told, yeah, thanks, but no, we're gonna pass right now on placing orders. if you're not stockpiling all the things you need, think about all the things you normally use during a game. Paper towels in the bathrooms, toilet paper in the bathrooms, condiments in packets for hot dogs, hamburgers, stuff like that. Boxes for, say, popcorn. Popcorn, hot dogs, hamburgers, beer, distributors, all that stuff. All that stuff, those orders are being taken right now and starting to be put into the system to be able to be sent to Lambeau Field, Miller Park, Soldier Field. You start going through the list of stadiums. And when the sponsors are saying, look, we'd normally be gearing up and starting our production so we can start making deliveries to these facilities, and they're being told, don't worry about it. That's your indicator. That's your indicator. They're not loading up, planning on to have, 50, 70, 80,000 fans in the stands. They're not planning for that. They're probably saying, you know what? We got some stuff on site. We're good with it right now. We're just going to wait and see. We're not going to spend the extra money. We're not going to have all this stuff stuck in inventory that's costing us cash. Nah, we're good. We got this. We're good. That's what's going on. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. If you want to get a hold of us, you can find me on Twitter at @Bill_Michaels. @Bill_Michaels. Also, you can find us on the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. Look for the blue check mark there. There's Instagram under The Real Bill Michaels. YouTube as well. You can find us over there. There's always the website, BillMichaelsSports.com. And then there's the radio.com app. Got to say hi to Herb, Steven, Mike, and Sam, all listening to us on the radio.com app. Sam, by the way, listening to us in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and says, living down here as a transplanted Packer fan, cannot wait for all the seasons to get underway, and hope the Milwaukee Bucks are able to win a championship. That's from Sam. Sam, thanks for listening to us on the radio.com app. I got an email here. This is from Greg. Greg writes in Wendy's email inbox, I don't think there should be fans at games. I would love to see sports being played, but let's keep the fans out of it at this point until we understand that there is a safe vaccine and test for this COVID thing. It's starting to get out of hand. Greg, I it's not that I want to keep the fans out. I just think that eventually it's just going to happen. We see the larger cities right now all mandating masks. I know that Milwaukee's talking about it. Madison's got it in. If they haven't instituted it already, I know it's something that they were discussing. A buddy of mine down in Cincinnati, Ohio, just called me yesterday and said, yep, they've just for entire Hamilton and Butler County in that area, they've had spikes in the state of Ohio. So they are now mandating masks inside and outside. Inside and outside. The only time you're allowed to take it off is if you're going to a restaurant. Once you are seated, then you're allowed to take it off to eat and drink. But if you finish your meal and you're just sitting there having a cocktail, got to put the mask back on. And then only lower it when you're going to – and all these places – I don't know how they're doing this because all these places are now serving straws and such. Remember when they weren't serving straws at all? You had to ask for it. And now they're going back to straws. So people aren't talking while they're I don't know. It's either open them up or shut them down, but it's just – it's a very bizarre scenario that we're living in right now. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. The NFL has had a ban on this. We'll talk about it when we come back. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program. The NFL has put in a protocol that at the end of games, you can't even exchange jerseys anymore. They're banning that because of the COVID. you can't throw a big sweaty jersey at a dude. I guess you got to take it somewhere, stick it in a box, and exchange it at a later date or something to that effect. But all these, you can lean on a guy all game long. You can tackle a guy all game long, but you, if you exchange a jersey, man, you're in all kinds of trouble. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Epoxy Flooring Done Right. Go to epoxyflooringdoneright.com. That's Epoxy Flooring Done Right for polyurea coatings, epoxy floor coatings. Whether it's industrial, a homeowner, or just a business owner that wants maybe their showroom done, they do everything, including painting. Go to epoxyflooringdoneright.com. That's epoxyflooringdoneright.com. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, former Jacksonville Jaguar, Maurice "Mo" Williams, joining us. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you this morning?
We are doing well. So you've kind of taken on the initiative. Our good friend Sonia put us together. I see Sonia all the time down at Super Bowl, and you've taken on the initiative for not only life after football, but victory beyond competition. So talk a little bit about that for a minute.
Yeah, definitely. It's a campaign we really have going this month on victory beyond competition. Is really where competition has been taken away from us in a lot of senses, and there's a lot of turmoil in our world where we talk about some of the victories that people have outside of the game. So we talk about some of the victories that people are having, not only just sports, but that they're having in life. And this is a great way for an opportunity for people to voice some of the victories that they're having beyond competition.
I know that you guys have some stuff on your website and such, but where you talk about where people write in and say, I have victory beyond competition when, and they're posting a lot of stories on social media and Twitter and such, and hashtag victory beyond competition. What, some of the stories that have come out and some of the things that I was reading, how much have you found that this is touching on a nerve for a lot of people where they've had successes and things to look back on in a positive light, specifically during this time?
Definitely. I don't know all the accounts, but I definitely know because the media in some ways has, there's a, when you watch it, you get, I know I get filled with trepidation and fear, just man, is our world falling apart? Is this the apocalypse? Is what book, what page in Revelations are we in right now? But I think this victory beyond competition really spends a positive light onto some positive stories that people are experiencing. You know, despite COVID-19, there are some families who have found some time that they may have never found unless this situation had happened. There are some marriages that have been able to become stronger because the husband and wife have been able to spend time together. You know, one of the victories I see in my neighborhood is that I see families actually spending time together, walking down the street as a family. And before this, you rarely saw that. There was a few people, but now I see all kinds of people walking together. And it really has forced us to really, what are some other positives that we can look at? Because we can look at the negative all day, but when we take time to really look and say, you know what, there is some positive things happening right now. I think this is a great platform to do that.
Talking with former Jacksonville Jaguar Maurice "Mo" Williams, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. When you were playing, players often talk about when I get a chance to take them away from the game, yeah, you talk X's and O's. Yeah, you talk about things in the locker room and camaraderie, but there's a lot of things that you get a chance to do, whether it's foundations, visits to Children's Hospital, or just I remember when I was a kid growing up and getting into high school, Sam Weiss, who has now passed away, but the then head coach of the Bengals, we heard about this guy driving around in the lower-income neighborhoods, passing out food out of the trunk of his car on Sunday mornings, and then we come to find out it's him. Talk about some of the experiences that you had when you talk about victory beyond competition, of what you had a chance to do and people that you had a chance to affect.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's one of the blessings of being a professional athlete is that you recognize the position that you are in and that you have a tremendous platform to really make a impact for a lot of good. And I think once you realize that, you can do things like such as have a foundation or give back in the community. And I know there's tons of cases where guys, I think they recognize their platform and the wealth that they have, where they give the Boys and Girls Club, they give to their churches, they give to many different things. For me, one of the ways that I give back and continue to give back, I serve the community in which I live. I continue just to make sure that I'm speaking to youth about not only just football, but also just talking about the importance of character and doing things the right way. I served as a youth leader while I was playing in the NFL for my church. And so there is there's a lot of different ways that I've given back over the years. And really what I do now is the opportunity to continue just to serve this next generation of athletes and really helping them to manage their platforms and just and do it in a right way, but then also too just to understand how they can actually glorify God with the platform that God has given them.
It's an interesting cause. Obviously, this month has been a huge month. And when you talk about Victory Beyond Competition Month and kind of looking for positives, everybody needs it right now without a doubt. Mo, we certainly appreciate you joining us for a couple of minutes. If they want to find out more information about all of this, is there a specific website? I know Victory Beyond Competition is the hashtag on many different social platforms, but is there a website or anything to this?
Yeah, absolutely. VictoryBeyondCompetition.org. And they can go there. They can... And on their social media platforms, they can share and put hashtag victorybeyondcompetition.org. It's an easy way for them to kind of share some of their positive stories, to read some about some of the other stories that people have on there as well.
Mo, I appreciate it. It's a great thing. It's something really cool and inspiring that you guys are doing. Everybody's looking to make lemonade out of lemons right now, no doubt about it, and you guys are doing it. Thanks for joining us for a couple of minutes. Appreciate it, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. Maurice Williams, former offensive lineman for the Jacksonville Jaguars, and that's victorybeyondcompetition.org. You can find it there. Coming up after the top of the hour, Craig Counsell. You're going to hear this morning's press conference that he had with the media and talking a little bit about that scrimmage yesterday, which he'll tell you about it. It was really cool, in case you didn't get a chance to listen to it, or see it for that matter. But obviously that was taking place while storms were rolling through the area, and there's some neat stuff that took place as it went on. Speaking of the storms, did you watch out of the windows last night? Saw the lightning display, heard the thunder, but maybe you were looking out of doors and windows that were kind of blech, right? Possibly, huh? So if you're sitting at home and you got leaky doors, leaky windows, they're hard to open, hard to close, rain was coming in, whatever, Pella wants to help you focus on the fun, the family, the friends, the freedom, everything. No first payment for 5 months, then 48 months, no interest, or $1,000 off a new door, whether it's an entry door or a patio door system. So it's your choice. 48 months, no interest, 5 months, no first payment, or $1,000 off of an entry or patio door system. Think about that. 9 different lines to choose from, different hardware, everything. They measure, they manufacture, they assemble, they install, and then they back it with some of the best warranties in the business. That's our friends at PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. You got to hurry. The offer ends at the end of the month. You can stop in, set up that free in-home or virtual consultation today. Again, PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. More of the Bill Michaels Show. Craig Counsell next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.